Hi everybody, today is Friday, and so we're going to be taking a weekly break from the Book of Mark and read from a psalm. And so today's a psalm is Psalm chapter 22. This is Psalm chapter 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A covenant of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I count all my bones, and they stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. Like many of the Psalms of David, this one also seems to have been written at a low point in David's life. And it's not exactly clear what David is going through, but clearly he's going through some type of hardship or affliction. If you look at the overall structure of this psalm, we see that David alternates between crying out to God and describing the type of trouble he's going through, to acknowledge the God, going from that to acknowledging God's authority and his ability to save. For example, he starts off by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Only to then turn and say, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel, and you our fathers trusted, they trusted and you delivered them. We see this kind of back and forth throughout this whole psalm, and it sort of feels like the type of inner dialogue we often have when we're going through some tough situations. In fact, it actually sort of reminds me of how I felt a few years ago when I had completely ruptured my Achilles tendon. In the summer of 2018, I tore my Achilles, leaving me in a giant cast and crutches. And it was a tough time, made more difficult by the fact that I had just graduated from seminary and was about to start full-time ministry for the first time. So basically, I had this injury that kept me from being able to function normally, combined with basically starting a new job. And for the next few months after this, I remember I was on a roller coaster of emotions. At first, I was optimistic, hopeful that things would be fine. But then I also had stretches where I was like David, thank God, where are you? I need your help. Then back to, okay, God, I know you're going to take care of me. Then again, back to, God, why? I think I'm generally a relatively steady person, but I have to say, at least for me, this was a wild up and down season for me. And this is the kind of thing I think we see in this psalm, a back and forth, this internal wrestling between what David feels in his heart and what he knows in his mind. That is, until verse 19. From that point on, it seems that the truth of God wins in David's inner struggles. From this point on, we see a type of victory has taken place where David knows that he has been, or at least will be, saved. He calls upon all the people to praise God, to turn to the Lord and worship him. He says all the ends of the earth, as in the whole world, will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. I think this is an amazing example of what it can look like to invite God into our lives in the midst of affliction and difficulty. It may feel like an up and down ordeal, but God is ultimately victorious. But this passage is far more than just show us an example through the life of David. It points us to the victory of Jesus. If you haven't noticed already, Psalm 22 is rich with prophecy foretelling Jesus' death. From the very beginning, we see those words that Jesus spoke on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Verses 6 through 8 describe the scene of Jesus being mocked on the cross. If you remember from the gospel accounts, we read that people, while Jesus hung on the cross, said things like, "He trusts in the Lord, let him deliver him." Verses 14 through 18 detail the agonizing pain that Jesus felt on the cross. Bones out of joint, heart feeling like wax within his chest as he experienced the pain of crucifixion, his tongue sticking to his jaws as he hung there, thirsty, all while the people below him divided his garments by casting lots. It's got pretty much everything that happened to Jesus on the cross. But it doesn't stop at the suffering. As I said earlier, in verse 19, there's a tonal shift, and we see that this also represents the victory of Jesus. We see the celebrations of all people, the praise of the congregation, and the restoration of those who have been afflicted. Kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations, and verse 31, they, as in the world, shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. This psalm points to the victory of Jesus, the celebration of the whole world, and the proclamation of his greatness. It's an amazing psalm that, again, isn't just an example of David that we can look to, but a psalm that points to us to our Savior King. The work of Jesus on the cross is a transformative thing. Our response to it can't be one of indifference. We see here language of celebration, rejoicing, and a proclamation of this great deed. And so today, let's again reflect upon the sacrifice of Jesus. And as we do so, I encourage you to rejoice in him. Let's declare his lordship over our lives and over all the earth. And let's celebrate our freedom. Let's seek also to make him known to all those around us, proclaiming his righteousness to all that he has done it. And so today, once again, let's reflect upon what Jesus has done for us. Let me pray for us to close. God, we look at this passage and we see you, Jesus, the work that you did for us on the cross. Lord, I pray that we would not take this lightly, not let this just be information that we just digest, but help us to continue to be transformed by it. Thank you for the work that you did on the cross, the suffering that you endured for us. And today we rejoice. Today we celebrate. Today we share this good news with all those around us, for you have done it. So thank you, God. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.